Café con Leche literally means coffee with milk in Spanish. The organization Café con Leche was founded out of a desire to create neighborhood-based spaces for Latinos to connect in Pittsburgh while enjoying music, art, food, and dance. In this month's Art from the Ground Up feature, we look at their current artist-in-residency program.
Café con Leche has been around for about 2.5 years, and it was really conceived out of arts and music and you know, food. And in the 2 years that we've been here, we've done such an amazing job working with all of the creative Latino artists in the city, and we're so fortunate that we have such a creative bunch.
To expand the scope of her organization's presentations, Café con Leche founder Tara Sherry Torres developed an artist-in-residency program.
The conception behind the residency was to start bringing out, you know, locating new Latino artists, Latinx artists, Latina artists in Pittsburgh that maybe hadn't been profiled or used that lens in their work. And then to also bring in artists from around the country to highlight what's happening in other places.
I applied for a residency here in Pittsburgh through Café con Leche, and the specific call was for Latino artists with the inquiry, what does it mean to be a Latino in a place where there are few Latinos?
Jose Corona is a multimedia artist who lives and works in Baltimore. I spoke with him earlier this summer at Most Wanted Fine Art in Garfield, where this series is being presented.
And I came with the intention of really kind of simmering myself in this question itself. So my impressions of Pittsburgh have been largely influenced by that inquiry. I became very conscious of, again, being a Latino artist existing in this new space. So first thing was first, I did not see myself reflected anywhere. And suddenly it wasn't just maybe about Pittsburgh, but it was opening up hidden things, hidden traumas, hidden realizations from just growing up and never having, you know, been reflected in arts and culture, TV, anywhere really, and what that does to a psyche. For the past 4 weeks, I've been only creating work based from my experience of just walking around Pittsburgh, again, thinking about that question. Every single piece here has been produced while I've been in Pittsburgh, and in a way, I guess it would be a portrait of Pittsburgh.
That's an interesting way to look at this. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
With the question being so specific, I feel that I was really trying to present it, clarify it, articulate it.
Is it a language in that respect?
Yes, art is a language, and I think that it doesn't necessarily function in the same way that our spoken language does, which means that it can really enter us in a different way.
I asked some of the people in attendance what drew them to this series. Omar Abdul Lawrence lives in the North Hills.
I came because I expected thought-provoking art in an interesting space, in an intriguing space, and also productive social thought.
Suzanne Trenny of Millvale thinks very highly of the series.
I would recommend it, and I have recommended it. Tara always does wonderful things with Café con Leche, and it really is contributing to the cultural landscape of Pittsburgh.
I hope that exposing people, especially in Pittsburgh, to different kinds of cultures and food and art, that we as a region can really start to reflect the changes in the demographic of the country. And so I ask everybody to check out our website. I ask everybody to come through, try some new food, see some new art, and, you know, meet some new people. Have a good time.
Boris Balcendez Arcola, a multifaceted Afro-Cuban artist experienced in theater, music, photography, and film production, is the artist in residence for August. His work will be exhibited at events at Most Wanted Fine Art throughout the month, including Friday, August 5th. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.